Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. It's a pleasure, and I'm sure your time is valuable, and your time's going to be worth it here today. Great show. Ellen Brown, of course, she's been on talking about money and the craze of money and different options. It's time we had a different discussion. The Federal Reserve's having a different discussion. Governments are having different discussions about where money's going digitally, what have you. Well, let's have it with Ellen Brown, her new book, Banking on the People. Some of the things I disagree with, but I'm open-minded on this because certainly the Federal Reserve system that we've had, that's done nothing but cause depressions and economic problems. So let's talk about something else with Ellen Brown. She'll be here in an hour. We're going to do news. Also, if you heard the last show with David Icke and Cherry Tenpenny, we had people call in. We had three or four callers who expressed their mask situations. This first hour, I want to get more. I want to get more to help Cherry on this video. We're going to do a kind of a joint video or something. I don't know, but we want Power Hour people to tell their experiences about the mask. Now, also, if you have a friend who, hey, I was in a line to get a test for coronavirus, I left the line and they sent me back something said the test was positive. We want to hear from you. So if you have a mask experience, I don't care how simple or how whatever, tell me what you're seeing across America. Just tell me your experience. Tell me what happened, what have you. 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We're going to go over the news and then Ellen and, of course, Uncle Kevin driving shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. It's another great day in America.
It is a great day in America. It's maybe a little less great in New York.
I have to agree there.
The New York has some of the most, I would say, stringent gun laws, but that's not true at all because these aren't laws. Because the Constitution is supreme law. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law. These are tyrannical gun dictates. That's what they are. Tyrannical gun dictates are what, or edicts are what we're seeing in New York. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with all that, what have we gotten? We don't want the police in New York, supposedly, they say. Portland also. We'll get to Portland in a second. 49 people over the weekend were shot in New York. 49. To put that in perspective, that may not mean anything to you. That's a lot. It's a lot for normal. Last year, this time, do you know how many people were shot in New York?
507.
No. In the same period. Do you know how many? 49 were shot this weekend. Do you know how many last weekend this year or this weekend last year were shot?
Six people.
Eight.
That's close.
Eight. Very close. So eight were shot, you know.
Yeah. A year ago.
So eight times six is 48.
Mm-hmm.
So about six times.
Yeah.
About six times the amount, over six times in New York. The streets, Fifth Avenue.
That's the craziest thing that I've seen in a long time.
Well, you've been in New York a lot. I mean, help people understand who are, you know, middle America are listening.
It's a bustling city, you know, and now Fifth Avenue had the greatest, you know, Tiffany's was on there, all the high end,
stores were on.
Yeah. They're all boarded up. They got plywood on the front. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy.
This would be like going to Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas, the Strip?
Mm-hmm.
This would be like going to the Strip at night and then all the lights are turned off or something.
New York was a 24-hour city, just like Vegas.
Well, it's not even 3 o'clock in the afternoon city anymore.
No, it's not. You go out in the street, you take your life in your hands.
This leads us to the next big story. And I've been, I don't say hesitant, that's the wrong word. I haven't talked about this a lot because it's something every day. It's like the same old thing, you know, whatever. But at some point, this becomes big news. And I think it's time, at least, that we talk a little more about it, is Portland.
Oh, yeah.
This is, 70 plus days now. There's been some sort of
anarchy.
Semi-anarchy, at least the broken windows, what have you. Over the weekend, a man was in his vehicle. He drove to escape, running from people, crashed his car. They found him, pulled him out of his car, and beat him within an inch of his life.
Senseless. They sure did.
Senseless. Yeah, they knocked him out.
He was just laying. Yeah, I saw a picture of him just laying there.
And the police, when people call the police, the response time. You think the response time is bad at your house?
I don't think even think they even Portland. Show up in Portland now.
I don't know. I mean, we're hearing
maybe the ambulance
reports.
People. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, somebody came to this guy's and picked him up at some point. So somebody, like you said, maybe the, I didn't get that in the news. That would have been interesting to know. But, our major cities, you're talking about New York is, you know, because say, what's America for the world? America is going to think New York and Los Angeles, you know, for better or for worse. That's what they think. Well, one of those cities now, New York, murders are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
The commerce and the traditional, perspective of it are gone.
Gone.
Portland, another great city, people used to love going to Portland.
Yep.
Portland's such a beautiful city. Seattle.
Seattle was beautiful.
Seattle
too.
Is one of the prettiest cities I've ever been in. And, Portland now. So what am I supposed to tell my wife? What am I supposed to tell my wife? If there's a crowd of people, in the city, you know, whatever, they're protesting or whatever, and she comes upon a crowd of people and they try to stop her car, what am I supposed to tell her now?
Don't go to the city.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing. I mean, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing an exodus, not only of commerce, not only of going to Fifth Avenue. The number of people that are moving.
Oh, it's
this is
an exodus.
This is an exit. I mean, yeah, this is like
it's not a little move. They're piling out of the.
I mean, this is the biggest exodus in America we've seen since
California.
Yeah, the gold strike in California to go there. The depression when people left for jobs, for the Dust Belt,
mm-hmm.
All the way back to the Jews leaving Egypt.
Yeah,
I mean
they're gone.
This is it. Forget it.
Yeah.
It's to the point Cuomo, who is, you know, was fine
with killing
babies.
For murder.
Oh, well, a lot of these people. I mean, like, come on. We can't even get it. Flynn can't even get his case dismissed.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
We're seeing, I mean, this is a massive migration. And so if you're thinking financially or economically where you live, if you live in Idaho right now, chances are your house value is going up.
Oh,
Oregon,
bounds,
Washington, California. Yeah. If you live in Oregon, Washington, California, your land value is going down. So people say, well, the real estate crashed. I would say commercial real estate is done. Forget it.
Yeah.
Pretty much across the board.
Across the board, yeah.
I don't care where you live. Pretty much across the board. Family residential real estate in the major cities, forget it.
Yeah.
In a place like Idaho, maybe some of these other rural places where people want to live, maybe Eastern Washington, your land values may be going up.
I would think so. When you got that influx of people.
So think about where you live, ladies and gentlemen. Think about, you know, as you prepare. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Think about where you live. You can see this. I don't have to tell you any of this. It's pretty obvious. Trump. The other question is: this a tipping point for people in this police? You know, this man getting pulled out, this video's went viral.
Well, I don't know if it's a tipping point, but it's just one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. And one of these days it's going to explode.
When is it going to explode? Will people be like, oh, well, maybe we do need the police?
I don't know. I don't know what the button is. You know, it should have been 6 months ago with all these riots, but.
Okay. Trump is complaining about Fox News and especially in the afternoon.
I agree 100. They're worse than CNN, and he called it. They're trashing him on there.
I was surprised when Biden picked Harris for his running mate, and I went on Fox News, and it was like, I mean, they were just all about.
Oh, they were all
at first.
Yeah,
at first I was like, what channel is it? What is this?
I know.
Kamala Harris, of course, is being pinned by Trump as more liberal than Bernie Sanders. Trying to put her in a box of who she is, of who Biden is, trying to make this basically the American values versus this new liberalism, socialism, or what have you. Why don't you read that quote?
Here's a quote from her from the Democratic fundraiser a little while ago. Once he's gone talking about Trump, and we will have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you're a supporter of him and endorse his actions because will be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. And he's talking, they're talking about us.
Are they talking about Americans, or are they talking people in the government?
I think they're talking about everybody.
That went against the global plan.
Yeah, I think.
Because I think that's everybody. Almost a veiled threat to the people in government.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
It's not so veiled.
What do you mean? That is a threat. Yeah, it is a
against
threat.
The people who are maybe helping Trump.
You're going to jail if we get in power. You guys are going to jail. That's the way I tell you.
I've had the thought. In some ways, would it be? And I can't believe I'm almost asking this, but in some ways, would it be better if Biden won from the sense that Americans, it'll make them on guard more, at least conservative Americans?
Well, it'd wake up the country, but I wouldn't like that at all. That's a terrible, terrible thought.
Right, I agree. But I'm just wondering, because Trump's doing a lot of things that if Obama did them, we would have been up in arms.
Right.
He's basically starting, hasn't quite, but he's basically starting UBI, Universal Basic Income here,
mm-hmm.
giving people money.
Let's give people money because of this pandemic. You know, I don't think if we would have had the pandemic, he wouldn't give us this money.
Okay, but we do have the pandemic.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Right, it's man-made and he's there. And if Obama did it, people would be much more up in arms.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't have all right.
I know, you want to give everybody money.
Yep, it's from the Fed. I did a little research on the Fed.
Oh boy! Well, Ellen Brown is here today.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. I want you to tell Ellen Brown your stupid idea.
That's a great idea. What do you mean stupid? It's a great idea.
To do what? Well, go ahead.
Pay off every mortgage in America. Every mortgage in America. Pay it off. What's another $1 trillion? Big deal.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why it's a bad idea.
Okay, I'm listening.
When you do that,
mm-hmm.
you have just destroyed everybody who's worked and saved all their life and bought their house.
How have you destroyed it?
Because you got rid of their value and everything they saved for. It's just like printing money.
It would make a huge.
That's what it is. It's printing money.
It would save everybody's
time. And it's not only that, but it's increasing. The velocity is super fast because now you're bringing it down to the average American.
It's only $1 trillion.
Okay.
And
so
we're at $28 trillion right now. If I
work 30 years of my life and I pay my mortgage and I have my house, my house is paid for, and you're over there and your house is mortgaged to the hilt, And the government writes a check to pay off your mortgage. What did you just do to the value of my house?
It probably went down a little bit, but the boom that it would have
just eroded my work and my value
to a certain extent. I agree with that, but I think the boom of America with all that extra money, that if you have $700 or $1,500 in your pocketbook, you can start a business. You can do this. You can buy a lot of things. The boom in America would be unbelievable.
How are you going to start a business when you can't even go downtown? I mean, you can't even go outside in these places without a mask.
I would start a business. I wouldn't care about it.
Okay, and what are you going to do when New Jersey comes and throws you in jail?
I'm not in New Jersey.
They'll let the rapists out, but the guy opened.
Yeah,
Did you see that? They'll let the rapists out, but all right, let's move on. The gym owner. They arrest him.
I saw the video of both of them kicking down the doors. It was wonderful.
That's what we need, a sheriff. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to protect your community? Go have a talk with your sheriff. Hey, sheriff, are you going to enforce mandatory vaccines? Or what if they try to enforce? Are you going to protect me? Or, sheriff, are you going to, whatever.
Are you going to follow your oath
to the Bill of Rights? Ask him.
If he's not a constitutional sheriff, you vote him out.
Well, that can be easier said than done, but you can't move. You can move to a more conservative place. I mean, people are moving from New York. So all the people from New York, usually it's a little more conservative bent that's leaving, but not necessarily in New York. It's just people with money. So then they want to move to your community and they want to bring their liberal mindset.
Yeah. Look at Austin. All those people from California that went to Austin and wrecked it.
UK police. UK. What? Nobody says Britain anymore.
No.
When I went over there, I couldn't believe that everything was UK, not Britain. Nobody says Britain.
No.
Anyway,
the union.
Anyway, UK police, British police, reject job applications. Do you know why they're rejecting job applications?
No.
Because on the job application, they say that there's only two genders. People who say there's only two genders. they are getting rejected. They're not fit for police.
They're not fit for police work. Okay.
I don't know. That's crazy. Well, I don't know if there's anything more we need to say about that. New Zealand, their election. Did you hear their elections are delayed?
I heard that.
Because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, because of the COVID.
But God forbid, if Trump did that, there would be.
Yeah.
Because don't you think they got this planned down to the day?
Oh, they have exactly it planned. They have it planned. With all these mail-in votes, man.
Okay, we bet a dollar.
We bet a dollar
on the arrest, right?
On the arrest.
Somebody I know.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody I know.
Somebody's already going to jail.
Right. James McCanney brought that up. That's already happened.
Do I get my dollar?
No, it's got to be somebody I know. It's got to be somebody like Lisa Page and Strzok and Hillary, Comey.
I got the rules. I was
Ray.
I was, had that dollar already spent.
where can you spend a dollar? Where is that?
Down at the Dexter Queen.
Dexter Queen. You barely get a gumball out of the machine for a dollar. Let's make another bet.
All right.
Okay. Do you think yes or no there will be a market tumble in October?
Oh, absolutely yes.
Okay. Well,
we're on the same page.
We agree on that.
Yeah. Whether he's a winning, losing, or has won
before the election,
they are
there
going
will
to
be.
Crash the market.
Well, we'll
they
see.
Are going
They're
going
to put it down.
Yes.
I would say. I'm willing to bet another dollar if anybody wants to take that.
Yeah, because if they don't think they're winning, you know.
No, I think either way they're doing cement. They know they're not winning. These polls, what do you got the polls now? Trump's only down 4%. What a joke.
4%. What a joke.
What a joke. Who are they polling?
Nobody. They can't be polling nobody.
Are they polling the Jewish Defense League of New York?
I don't know.
Is that who they're polling?
I don't know. James McKinney said he Trump's going to win 90-10 if voting is good.
Well, I'm not that optimistic, but Biden has said there's free college. He wants to give free college to everybody.
Well, good.
So you're probably for that.
No.
Well, you are.
I don't want people to lose their houses.
You're not for that.
Yeah, I don't want people to lose their houses. There's millions of mortgages that are in default.
Okay, so
and
here's what happens.
If they go along and throw those people out on the road, okay, what are they going to do?
Here's what happens.
Okay.
And this should have happened in 2008. But they didn't allow it.
They didn't do it.
They didn't allow it to.
They pushed it down the road.
They didn't allow it to. So now the problem's bigger.
It's 10 times bigger.
You let all the mortgages go.
Mm-hmm.
You let all whatever. For one, the banks don't own, they didn't put up any money. That's another story entirely.
Exactly.
That's another story entirely. So let's not go there just yet. The banks, all the houses get foreclosed upon. Let's just go on that supposition. All the banks are foreclosed upon. Then they have to go back on the market for sale.
Right.
So now instead of the house being $250,000, now it's $150,000.
I agree.
And if that doesn't sell, then it goes down to $100,000.
Right. I agree.
And if that doesn't sell, then it goes down to $50,000. And eventually it'll find a place where the market can sustain and where everybody can sustain. And then the houses all get filled by people. Nobody wants empty houses. The banks, if the government wants to do anything, they should tell the banks all your store of houses that you're just sitting on the market. They're just sitting there. You got to sell them.
Okay.
I don't care what you sell them for. You got to sell them.
But right now, all them houses are being snapped up around the cities.
No, there's so, no, no. Around the there's city. So many. No, they're not. They're holding back inventory. There's so many houses. There are not enough people. The market will find its level.
Yeah.
And in the big cities, as the rents go down, people won't pay. Like if you pay $500,000 for a house and you want to rent it, well, you got to rent it for, $2,000, $2,500 or whatever.
Okay.
Well, rents in these big cities, San Francisco, whatever.
And they're going down.
They're going super down.
Yeah.
So now you can only get $1,500 a month rent for the house. So now instead of the house costing $500,000, now it's $350,000.
Right.
Or $300,000 or whatever.
But if you gave the house out, if they wrote a check out for it, that would drop the price of houses too. So what's the difference?
No, it may actually raise them, to be honest, because then everybody will sell that. Everybody will have so much cash. It's like it's an inflating, because you are just printed money.
Yeah, but most people wouldn't sell. They would live there.
Yeah, but now they don't have a mortgage. Now they don't. Whatever, they're paying $200,000 a month for a mortgage, and now they have that's inflation. That's inflation.
No, that's spending power.
Right, that's inflation. No, that's inflation. That's inflation. I don't know if it was inflation. You just wrote a check for everybody who had a mortgage, whatever their mortgage was, you just wrote a check for that much amount for them to spend.
Okay.
That's inflation.
The money was there anyway.
No, it was.
They had to pay it.
They paid it to the banks. The money gets extinguished on those loans. This is a cut. We need to save this for the Ellen Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you understand how money is not created until the loan is made.
That's exactly
so
right.
When they pay the mortgage, the money doesn't go into the economy.
No.
The money goes to extinguish the loan.
Right.
So there is no velocity of money.
No, there isn't.
So if you're going to get rid of the mortgages and the people have the money, now that you have an extra $1,000, that is extreme velocity of money, and now inflation goes rampantly.
I just disagree with you. That's all.
Well, you're wrong about that part. Okay. You don't understand that part. Now
I understand it.
No, you don't understand about velocity of money.
Yeah, I do. It's the money flowing out of the banks is the velocity of money.
No, because to the mortgage, no. The money, if you have a mortgage and you pay the bank, that money does not, there's no velocity to it. It does not go down, trickle down to the economy. The bank made a mortgage, or actually the government created money out of nothing at the Federal Reserve when you signed a loan.
Right.
So when you pay the mortgage, that money doesn't go down to society.
No, it
that
doesn't.
Money extinguishes the loan that it created. Mm-hmm. So there's no velocity. If you say there's no more mortgage, the $1,000 extra that you have, now you have $1,000 extra. You say, whoa, now a gallon of milk just went up a dollar. Peanut butter just went up 50 cents or a dollar. The velocity is extreme velocity because now it's like putting folding money in your pocket.
Okay. All right. Let's ask that lady. I just disagree with you. That's all.
About the velocity of money or about giving everybody their home? I know you disagree about the home.
It's going to cause a lot.
What if people don't have a home? You're going to give them a home?
Who cares?
You don't care about people that don't have a home?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. There, we've had a 15-minute discussion about velocity of money in houses.
There you go.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Yeah.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
I got this video that shows on video. Turn it down a little bit. We got a picture of some of the products that are really important. We got a lot of sales. Robert Tectalian is going to be here. Vitamir. The mouthwash is fantastic. Maybe I'll show you that tomorrow. This is vitamin D. You have to have vitamin D, ladies and gentlemen. You have to. Well, the pictures, I got the, there you go. Vitamin D. You have to have vitamin D. Sherry Rogers talked about, you can't fight off any infection. My favorite multivitamin, I think one of the best in the world, Grown by Nature. If you're not getting your vitamins from Grown by Nature or the products at the Power Mall, where are you getting them? I don't know. Happy Bodies, phosphatidylcholine, got the detox cocktail. I just barely got these. We go through this pretty good between our children and wife and everything. Phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail. I want to show you, this is the kidney support. And we've talked a lot about that. You like this kidney support, don't you, Kim?
Oh, yeah, I love it. That's the thing I first started out on that really helped me.
The Power Silver, as you know, we have over at the Power Mall. Great interview about this and how this is made and why it's different. See, notice it's a small bottle. You only need, here's how you take it. You just take a few drops like that, under your tongue like that. I mean, there's a maintenance dose if that's what you wanted to do. I don't know why anybody would ever, because there's no way this helps you at all. It's all a placebo. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't call and order Power Silver.
Yeah.
The FDA has told me to tell you this has no net benefit. It's just like drinking water. That's it.
And I believe the FDA.
And everything they say. Not endorsed by the FDA. There you go.
Exactly. So get it.
This is the new thing I started taking. Remember, I talked about this for a while.
I've been thinking about getting that.
The cardio comp. Now, when I was young, the doctor said I had a heart murmur.
Same
heart
here. Arrhythmia or I something. Guess it runs in the family.
Maybe. I don't know. So I thought, well, I'll try this. And sometimes my heart will,
skip a beat.
Race a little
flutter
bit.
Flutter or whatever they
call
it.
I don't know. Anyway, I thought, well, let me try this cardio comp. I just barely started it. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about the heart drops. There's two flavors, cinnamon and the regular. The regular, I mean, it's a slap in the face. I mean, there's no question. You think you don't like the taste.
No,
more.
I like it. The cinnamon is a little bit better than the regular.
The cinnamon I like.
Yeah, cinnamon is a little bit better.
The taste is almost insignificant because of how powerful it is. Anyway, mm-hmm. So you just take it like this, under the tongue, and just leave it. Now, this CardioCom, the kidney support, heart drops, and CardioCom, CardioCom is the best tasting by far.
I haven't tasted it yet, so it's good.
Here, you want to taste some? Here,
yeah,
try
sure,
a little bit of it. Hello, Uncle Kevin, we're here passing the CardioCom around here. So those and so much more over at the Power Mall. Isn't that better?
Oh, way better.
Isn't that
way
good?
Better. Mm-hmm.
It's almost
it's
good.
It's not good. It's not good. It's
you don't think it
better.
Tastes good?
It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. A little minty.
I like the mint. You don't like the mint?
Yeah, it's okay.
I like it. Uncle Kevin does not like the mint.
It's supposed to regenerate your heart.
Well, we don't make those kind of claims. It's 200 or 300 year old formula. I mean,
that's an amazing thing.
This was around when Thomas Jefferson was alive.
Wow,
basically.
He probably took it.
Well, if he did, he would have lived longer.
He lived a pretty good life.
He lived a good life, but towards the end of his life, that lets you know he's a politician that died broke. So it lets you know he's a good politician.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a corrupt politician.
There ain't no broke politicians.
Well, presidents. Some politicians, but presidents of any length of time, no, they're not broke.
No.
We're going to get to some more news. Ellen Brown. We're going to have this discussion with Ellen Brown about these houses.
I am looking forward to it. Yeah, I'd like to have her perspective on it. That's my thought on it. It's only in 2007 or 2008, it was only $680 billion to buy off every mortgage in America. That's chump change. It's chump change. And the boom that it would create, I think,
cause inflation.
It might cause inflation, but the boom that it would create, I think, far outweighs inflation, in my opinion.
Okay, then what if you can't buy groceries now? Oh, let's ask her.
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking.
You got $1,500 extra in your month. You think your groceries are going to go up $1,500?
No, but everything's
I don't think
go
so.
Up. Everything's going to go. This is just like, we're still talking about this. This is just like houses. People always told, the cost of labor in houses. The cost of labor has went down, especially with the Mexican. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yes.
With the Mexican influx of workers, if you're a skilled tradesman, carpenter, whatever, we know your friend Smokey.
Smokey.
Unbelievable. His salary basically stayed the same.
He made $35,000, $40,000 back in the 1970s, and he was the head of the company, work. He went outside there and worked, whatever.
Extremely skilled person.
Had 50 people underneath him.
So basically he was making that same.
About $40,000 in 1975, 76 or something like that. And, 10 years ago, he's making the same.
He's making about the same.
Because of the Mexican influx of,
workers. Okay. So my question to you is, did the price of houses go down?
No.
No. See, because what they do.
They're sneaky. That's what they are. They're sneaky.
Right. They hate a vacuum. So something fills it. So now the price of copper doubles. Or the price of lumber doubles.
Yeah.
So now the house costs the same, but now the labor. Now we got cheaper labor. Well, yeah, but now the price of the lumber.
They increased the price of lumber.
Right. So it all evens out.
Yes. Exactly.
So that's what it would all even out. That's my question. And what you've done is destroy the people who's worked all their life, especially retired people.
No, you haven't destroyed nothing.
Especially
of
retired
them.
People.
You haven't destroyed anything of them.
Okay. All right. See, we're going to go here. Let's say somebody's on Social Security.
Okay.
They worked all their life. Grandma and grandpa. They worked all their life. They paid for their house, and now they're living on Social Security. They got a little money, and they got the Social Security.
Okay.
Now you do this, and now groceries go up. What have you just done to grandma and grandpa?
You've heard of them a little bit.
I'm waiting.
If you're on the edge, absolutely, you've heard them a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, yeah, you heard them.
Yeah.
So is that fair to grandma and grandpa?
It's not fair but I think the boom that it would create would far outweigh that.
It ain't gonna be a boom to them. It's not gonna be a boom. It's gonna be inflation.
Well, we'll see. We're gonna
the
ask
boom
that.
Will
we're
be
gonna,
inflation.
We're gonna ask that later.
Israel is – oh, one other story. Universities are asking students now to be tattletales about COVID regulations. You see that?
I saw that. Don't squeal, ladies and gentlemen. You don't squeal on your fellow Americans.
This mass situation, I'm so over it. Israel conducts airstrikes in Gaza after intercepting Hamas terrorist missile fire. you know, every so often they got to shake things
they
up.
They got to fire it up.
just for pure principle.
They got to test their weapons, their new weapons. See if they work. Yeah.
Just shoot the old ones. Hey, boys, we're going to send you send your crappy missiles over here. We'll send our crappy missiles over
there. Well, it was like Donald Trump when he did all those cruise
in
missiles.
Syria.
And
Syria.
Yeah. What was it? 25% didn't go off. So he charged the people who made them 25%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was great.
The UN. Now, I did an interview. You were here yesterday with Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, I love Jordan.
And, you know, he's getting up there. He's had some health problems.
80 years old.
He had a heart attack and had a stroke. And so we're praying for him. We're actually going to send him some heart drops. If he sends me his address.
Yeah.
I hope he remembers to send me his address. We're going to send him some heart drops.
Yeah.
Now, last time I sent him something, he didn't take them. Or he kind of took them for a little while. Then, you know, he's that kind. So I'm going to send it to him. Hopefully he takes
them. Well, I think after what he went through, he's going to take them.
Maybe he'll be ready for anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so he talked about the United Nations. So anyway, I'm going to replay this interview. We recorded it. I think Friday we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. We'll replay the interview with Jordan and you can hear. He's got one thing that he wants all of Americans, all the world to do before. I said, Jordan, if you could wave a magic wand and have all the world do one thing, what would it be? And so he'll tell you what that is on that on that interview. But that was pretty interesting.
I thought it was real interesting.
The United Nations tells UK, there's UK again, don't use your navy to stop illegals. Migrant numbers are low and manageable. Why are we listening to UN? Why is anybody listening to UN about anything?
I mean, heck with those people.
Couldn't find my stapler this morning. This drives me crazy on the news. Julian Assange court case delayed again in bizarre circumstances. I've never in my career faced so much difficulty attempting to trial monitor as in Julian Assange's case. Rebecca Vincent, Director of International Campaigns for Reporter Without Borders. There were bizarre scenes at Westminster Magistrates Court in London today as the extradition process of Julian Assange was again delayed. Proceedings were held up this morning so Assange could converse for the first time in 5 months with his legal team. 5 months.
Wow.
There's talk that Trump is going to pardon Snowden and
I've
pardon
heard that.
Assange.
That's what I've heard.
Do you think that's true?
Yes.
That'd be a great election move.
It will. It will.
For both of them. It should go boom and then a week later boom.
And boom. Yes. Yes. I agree.
Sweden resists COVID hysteria. No lockdowns, no masks, no vaccines, no problem.
Excellent.
God almighty.
Yeah.
Why are we listening to these idiots lecture us about this nonsense? The mask does not stop the virus.
It does not.
Here in the United States, we've become inundated with tales of COVID doom and gloom. In America, the mainstream narrative is rife with hopelessness.
We're
told that there was simply no way to stop the virus. There's one country they don't seem to want to talk about, Sweden. And for good reason, Sweden debunks the hysteria. Sweden shows how unnecessary all the interventions to fight the virus are. Sweden shows us that a rational, evidence-based approach to the pandemic is now thriving. Another thing about Sweden.
Yes.
That you may, you know, I think
they got a lot of guns.
I think that's Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
They stopped 5G.
That's really good. 5G. Yeah, 5G is not good for
There's me. No masks in Sweden. There's no mask, no lockdown, no vaccine, and no problem. Life has largely returned to normal, and it all happened without the economy-destroying non-pharmaceutical inventions demanded by the public health expert, quote-unquote, class. We're talking to Patrick Wood. I thought that was fantastic what he said about, remember the game Simon Says?
Yeah.
Well, now it's Science Says. Science says. No, science doesn't say that. Science says masks are
garbage.
Yes. Yeah, if you really want
science, if you get down to the brass tacks.
I trust science. I don't trust scientists.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
My biggest opponent is corrupt media, not Joe Biden, Donald Trump says. Setting himself up as a victim again, or that role, kind of a underdog victim.
Yes,
abuse.
Absolutely.
I think he is.
He is. Who could take it? I mean, who could take that the onslaught of the pressure that he's under? Not too many people.
I have these people, there's fire out there, out their eyes coming. They're asking me questions. I see the fire burning in their eyes. I'm looking at some of them, and I said, boy, how can you have so much hatred from talking about the reporters? He also said Biden continues to hide in the basement to avoid the media. Well, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
He doesn't come out because he can't. He doesn't take any questions from reporters. This guy doesn't come out of his basement, hasn't taken one question.
It's because he can't talk.
Well, No, he talks too much.
He says nothing.
They don't want him to say it. They don't want him to talk. Pelosi calls back House to vote on postal service. So, you know, Nancy was shutting down the House because mm-hmm. she wanted to not get anything done.
Right.
COVID's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, now she's calling back the House when it serves her purpose, or when BLM is rioting,
yes.
then that's fine.
Yeah.
Speaker of the House is calling the lawmakers back into session from a summer recess to vote on funding for the U.S. Postal Service as the new Postmaster General proposes cost-cutting measures. Democrats fear that the cuts in service are aimed at delaying the delivery of mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election. Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Well, they can't. He could just declare all those, I think, I'm almost positive, he could declare them null and void because you can't, they're unconstitutional.
He needs to make the announcement beforehand.
Right, he has to.
He needs to make he cannot do it after.
No, he can't. He has to do it before it. All these ballots that you're mailing out, right, they are null and void.
He says that we are not accepting absentee ballots. We will accept when you ask for it.
You have to go in there.
You have to go and apply for
apply
it. I'm
for
not going to be
do
here,
it,
whatever.
Do it legal. And lawful.
But all these other mail-in ballots, we're not doing it.
We're not doing this. We're not going to accept them. They're null and void. So,
the 49 people shot in the last 72 hours in New York.
I know. It's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think it's 1,000, almost 1,100 up to this point. And there was only 577 last year.
Yeah, there's like a 50% increase from year over year.
That's what.
Daniel Esselin is coming. Not this week. I think next week. Always said America's going to – he's like absolutely sure it's going to descend down into some sort of
civil war/civil unrest. Split off.
Seattle rioters ransack businesses to demand city council vote to defund the police. So let me show you how little we need the police by wrecking this half the city.
Yeah.
These are terrorists. They are terrorists. Action.
And a lot of the truckers aren't going in there in any place that's defunding the police. The truckers aren't going to be delivering stuff. They've already said that. I wouldn't do it. Would you?
Well, they need no, because you're going to have the.
You take any life in your hands. Right. You drive. I mean, they'll jump.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. And then so then the truckers will be like, well, fine, I'm not stopping for anybody. No. I'll just run them all over.
Yeah, run them all.
And then it'll be there. Mm-hmm. You know, blah blah blah. I mean, what do I tell my wife if a big crowd of people?
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn around.
If they're in front of you and they're stopping you, what do you tell? What do you tell Tristan?
Stay home.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that picture of the? I think it was out in Washington State or something like that, where they stopped the people on the highway, and the men had the Glocks out there. I told you that some guy who used to work for the FBI said those are FBI guys out there because they hold the gun the same. They all have Glocks and they're over.
Are you kidding me?
No. No, absolutely.
Where was this at? On the interstate?
Yeah, on the interstate. Yeah.
So these are provocateurs.
Yeah. That's what the guy said. He said that he was trained by the FBI and they held the same stance. All the FBI has those Glock 40s. He says every one of those guys has Glock 40 right there. And they all had masks on, but you could tell that they were, you know, 40, 45.
This story sends chills through. I'm going to make a comment about this. I think it's important. I hope we can turn this around. Doctors lay out plan to, quote, punish people who refuse coronavirus vaccine. Quote, there is no alternative. Simply put, getting vaccinated is going to be our patriotic duty. You know what I'm saying? Now that they're starting that. We've seen that in the USA Today article. That's what they're quoting. This is our patriotic duty. This is the talking point. This is your patriotic duty
to
get this vaccine. Never mind, Sweden's doing just fine.
They are doing fine.
Consider making it difficult for the unvaccinated to participate in society. Three doctors wrote, a coronavirus vaccine should be mandatory in tax penalties, higher insurance premiums, denial of many government private services. Okay. They are not going to go out. They're not going to do this. Because I'll tell you why, because they'll get shot.
I think so too. I was just about ready to say that.
They're going to get shot. They will not say, okay, everybody in America or the given state, you know, I don't care if it's California, I don't care if it's New York, everybody in this state, line up, you are all getting vaccinated. They will not say that.
No.
Because somebody, many people, will get shot on both sides.
I agree.
What they will say is kind of this article, what they're laying out.
Mm hmm.
Well, then you got to pay a higher tax premium.
Right. You won't get your benefits. You won't get your Social Security check.
Your Social Security check. Or your welfare check.
Right. Exactly. Or whatever.
Or you got to have a higher insurance premium.
Right. Yeah.
So they'll start to segment you and push you down a corner.
That's right.
And then probably, this is just a, half educated spitball guess. Mm-hmm. They'll start with, anybody in the healthcare industry.
Oh yeah.
They'll say, okay, if you're in the healthcare industry, you have to get this vaccine or you don't have a job. So then it starts. And then it's going to be a test case. That's kind of their soft, underbelly for this.
Yeah, that's why my stepdaughter left the, medical field because they had made her get a flu vaccine every year.
They tried to.
Yeah. And she said, I'm leaving the field. So she left the field about 10 years ago because of that.
CDC reports thousands of coronavirus deaths involve other contributing causes, raising questions about America's real death toll. Yeah, that's, I don't think that's beyond.
No.
I mean, that's like obvious at this point.
Yeah. What's the real, what, real I mean, death? 60,000 maybe?
Okay. They say 170,000 have died. Okay. To put it in perspective, I think it's somewhere around 300,000 a year, give or take, die of doctor. Death by doctor.
Oh, right.
The third leading cause of death in America every year is death by doctor.
Right.
Cancer, it goes cancer, heart disease, or heart disease, cancer, and death by doctor.
Death by doctor.
I don't see people rioting. I don't see people protesting. I don't see the government screaming for us to regulate the doctors.
Nope. They got a free hand. They kill as many as they want.
Right. This is insane. One of the things that you brought up about in our government, and this is contest. Okay, this is no longer a contest. We're supposed to pray if we're Christians. The Bible advises us to pray for our government. That's one thing we've been lacking. We need to pray for our government. In the 1775, 6, 4, 4, 5, 6, every year America would have at least 2 days of national fasting and prayer.
That's right.
And all through the Revolution, there were much more. General Washington, before any major battle, the troops prayed.
Yeah.
They prayed and they believed. If they would not have done that, our founding fathers, we would not have the document that we have. It was a fulfillment of their faith. God wants us to have liberty. So our role now, and if the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is upon America, which I believe it is, it's pretty obvious how America has been blessed. And one of the great blessings of the Abrahamic covenant is that God will curse those who curse you and bless those who bless you, and he will fight our battles for you.
Yeah, I believe that.
How can a country with that mark upon them lose to an outside force?
Can't do it.
And that's what we've seen in America.
Yeah.
Undefeatable.
Yeah.
Unpenetrable for the most part. Now we're getting to the point. So how do you defeat them? They have to curse themselves.
Right.
It's not as much as that. Well, they just have to be complete. No, no, no,
no.
They have to curse themselves. And so the big war is to get people to curse themselves. And we do it by a variety of ways. School is one of the biggest ways. And abortions. If I offend somebody by saying this, I'm going to say it again. I don't care. This is the battle. Are you blessed or are you cursed? And how do we remove these curses? We take responsibility. That's what government wants to do. Whoever has responsibility has the power. They want responsibility over people. We have to take responsibility in our lives, our ancestors. That goes down to third and fourth generations. And these curses persist. And these are gateways to demons and satanic power to curse and hold us so that we do not have the blessings that God wants upon our land. The curse, one of the biggest curses, it's simple and it's obvious and it is 1,000% true. When you send your child to school where they can't talk about God, where they teach them that they evolved from monkeys, that the macroevolution is true, and they teach them secular humanism and social justice, you, ladies and gentlemen, you have cursed your seed. And so what is the result? And what happens? And we're seeing now, we go back all...
Just look at the cities.
You go back over all this. You want to reverse it. It's not anything we have to fight. The fight is within us. Will we be blessed? or will we be cursed? We, as Americans, everything that is happening, it is not an outside force that is destroying us. And all we need is that 3 to 5% to wake up and realize and declare, and the earth groans for the revealing of the sons of Yahweh, that we can have the power and speak the blessings that God has for us upon us and redeem ourselves first with the power of God from the curse that is upon us. When you, and you think I'm lecturing you, I'm telling you the truth. When you let your child's mind be so adulterated, you have cursed your seed, yourself, and your country. Please take steps accordingly. CHD, Children Health Defense, will sue the University of California over mandatory flu vaccine policy.
Very good.
Death Valley hits 130 degrees, hottest temperature on Earth since 1913.
Wow.
How about that?
The sun's getting bigger, I heard. So
it's supposed to be a solar minimum. We need bigger. I feel a solar minimum. A couple other great stories at thepowerhour.com. Check it out. Ellen Brown on the other side. We're going to keep Uncle Kevin. We're going to have Uncle Kevin tell his stupid plan.
That's a great plan.
We'll
call in.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.